One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Back on Take Command with Logan, I'm Grant. So I don't fancy myself a worrier. I mean, I have anxiety in like real life that I am medicated for, but I don't think of myself as like a football worrier necessarily. Having said that, you are typically from the player perspective, like, we'll figure it out. We got Julian Good-Jones. You don't need anybody else. I've been a little bit nervous about the center position before the Nick Allegretti injury, if I'm being honest. I think he's going to be a fine replacement for Biotish, but my problem was, like, this is a guy that gets banged up a lot. And here we are 2 days into camp, and he's missing practice, right? Julian Good-Jones is a journeyman. I love his story. I hope it works. You've told me, like, you see his car in the parking lot, like, all hours of the day. That's my kind of guy. That's a Gruden grinder. Let's go. But at the same time, like, I don't think 31 teams have just missed the boat for a bunch of years on, like, this is a guy that should be starting and playing. And generally, I kind of defer to that a little bit. So I say all this to say I've been worried about center. I don't know that this is the answer, but they did make a move over the weekend. They signed Trey Hill, who is a 26-year-old. He played his high school ball in Georgia. His college ball at the University of Georgia was a sixth-round pick by the Bengals back in 21. And that year as a rookie, he actually started in three games, played in 13. But he hasn't started any games since. He missed the 23 season. He spent parts of the 3 years with the Bengals, didn't play in any games actively last year. But he's a big guy, 6'4", about 320 pounds. At the center position. I'm just curious what you think about them not waiting, kind of signing someone right now and what that tells you.
I mean, usually in training camp, you carry three true centers, right? You kind of have one for the ones, one for the twos, one for the threes. So this to me makes a little bit of sense, like to just say, hey, let's get somebody in just so we can practice, right? While Allegretti's out. Now, I'm not sure, you know, like the Allegretti timetable necessarily. Because to me, I was like, oh, well, maybe you want to bump Brandon Coleman in the center. Go ahead. What's up, Brandon?
Well, just in case you missed it, I mean, for what we've heard publicly, I don't know what they're thinking behind the scenes. Dan Quinn said before practice Saturday, they're expecting Allegretti to miss at least another week.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like it should be a ton more than that. They're hoping but that is like a week of valuable practices, to your point.
Yeah. And so you want to make sure that the practice just kind of can go off without a hitch, and you do need centers. So I remember it was really interesting. Like every team would carry three centers for training camp, but you really only carry one on game day. So you're kind of bringing in two guys kind of just to be practice bodies, practice squad guys. And I think that's kind of what this feels like here a little bit. You know, we're just got some depth for camp. Now, I do think it's also interesting that they didn't just bump one of the existing players in to guard, right? Or into center. Like they could have maybe bumped Brandon Coleman, maybe Andrew Wiley. I don't know if Chris Paul snapped before, right? But like one of those kind of swing interior pieces, maybe you can kind of say, let's go to the interior. To me, that says they're actually trying to cultivate a competition at that guard spot. Honestly, you know, they want to see Brandon Coleman. They want to see Chris Paul, because you could have easily been like, I've been in a bunch of camps where they just say, hey, you're the third guard. You're going to play center for the rest of the camp. And that makes it really hard to kind of judge like where they're at from a competition standpoint. So I do think that also maybe informs kind of how they are looking at the guard position currently. But to me, this is just kind of like status quo, normal operating procedure. We need three centers for training camp. Let's get this guy in, especially while Alec Grady's kind of nursing that calf on the return.
I did a segment where I broke down kind of the import of the center position in the league right now on Grant and Danny on the show I do every day on 106.7 The Fan. And you know, it's funny, I got a few comments after that was like, hey, I thought that was really good. That was cool. But why does your co-host on Take Command disagree with you? And it was funny because it was like the same comment from a few people. Yeah. And we've gotten that question into the mailbag as well, actually. Like this idea that it seems like maybe you don't think center's that important. I don't think that's a fair way to categorize it, right?
No.
I mean, you're saying it's the least important of the five positions on the O-line, but you're not acting like I could play center.
No. So let's, that's interesting because I someone said it to me the other day. So center is an important position with the group. They touch the ball every time. In some ways, it's the most important position. Like, and let me just put a caveat here. It's the most important position from a mental standpoint, 100%. In every offense I was in, again, like this West Coast derivative, like they call and target every run. They call and target when the rookie quarterback was here, every protection. Obviously, there's other places where like Matt Ryan would do it, whatever. But they are responsible for that. The thing that I'm kind of pointing out.
Before you move on really quickly, like what – now that Jaden's a veteran in his third year and he is a pretty sharp guy who's like super plugged in, pre-snap and all that, what is – maybe it's not possible to do this, but like is there a breakdown of the quarterback versus the center in terms of like – being most responsible for getting things called at the line? Like, what is that like?
I think in a perfect world, this is how I would do it. And this is like this when I observed, this was the best. Okay. So the center kind of handles like, I'm going to say 75% of the calls, like runs, they handle the pass pro. And then in those big moments, right, where it's third down, it's red zone, you know, it's like a third and long situation, like something where we got to have it and we know there's an exotic pressure, the quarterback can see it a little bit better, right? So like I always loved in those moments when the quarterback took ownership of the protection and kind of got it targeted, like communicated with the center, they get it targeted the way they want, they get the back where they want it, or they get the free release player to where they want it, and then they can say, let's go play ball. But I don't want him worried about like the first down play pass we're running. I don't want him to have to worry about that. I want the center to handle that responsibility so the quarterback can really lock in. And they're going to work collaboratively on that, right? Like Alex Mack was the center when I was in Atlanta. Obviously, very bright guy from Cal. Really, just a really smart dude. And Matt Ryan, really smart dude. And they would go have protection meetings together. And Matt's like, this is how I see it. This is how I want it. And Alex would do it that way until there was a special look or an exotic pressure where he felt he needed to do something different. So what I'm saying here, when I say the center position is not important, it's not important from a physical perspective the same way. Like, you know, you got to go find a tackle and a tackle's got to be 6'5". They got to be 320. They got to run a 4.940. They got to have 34 inch arms. Like, the reason that is because the rushers are built a certain way. And every single time it's a pass pro, they have to win on one-on-one, right? Oh, guard has to be 6'4", 330 pounds. They got to, you know, be able to anchor versus a bull. You know why? Because in 90% of passing situations, they are going to draw one-on-one. The center, because of four down spacing and because of how much nickel teams are playing, are most of the time uncovered, right? There's no one directly over their face. So they're either going to be part of the slide or in a double team in a run situation. So I'm not saying you can just go out there with Logan Paulson playing center, right? Or Grant Paulson playing center. You need a guy who can play center, but I'm just saying those physical measurements, like I always reference Will Montgomery. He's one of the smartest players I've ever played with, right? He was a guard that was about to be out of the league. They said, why don't you try snapping? He moved to center. And because of how he saw the game, his attention to detail, and he's not a bad athlete, like he's a big, strong guy, right? But he was able to kind of cover up some of his deficiencies playing center while also maximizing the intellectual ability that he showed.
Yeah, I also think there's something too. So I used to say this about, like, if you have a tackle that's not particularly good, you can coach around that deficiency, right?
Yeah.
It is harder to do that now at the tackle position, I think, than it used to be. But this axiom that I came up with was like in the early 2010s. But my point is, if you like when you're talking about center, I bet you're also of the belief that you can insulate that player pretty well. Like,
right.
If you have a D center, I'm just making up a letter grade, and your A's and B's and C's everywhere else, like you can help the center out more when you have a Laremy Tunsil that's not going to need a lot of help on the outside. I mean, isn't there something to that? So I would imagine your feeling is that you can better insulate that guy when you got a Tunsil on the outside winning one-on-one.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like, obviously, like, I'm going to draw this up for people on YouTube who are watching, but you got your five offensive linemen here, right? And then, so in nickel situations, usually you got your ends on the outside shoulder. They're trying to get sacks, right? You get a three technique. Sometimes you get, so that's on the right, the outside shoulder of the guard. And then you get a two eye. So someone kind of head up, right? And then the end on the outside. If you look at this, the player that's not covered is the center. And people say, well, why is that? So in this look, like with our five offensive linemen, we're trying to identify, you know, let's say we got our nickel Sam here, our Mike, and our Will. We're trying to identify the five most dangerous rushers. So if this is the most dangerous player here, this nickel Sam, for example, like we think he's in a blitz posture, like we are going to man on the weak side. This is a very basic protection. We're going to man on the weak side, and then we're going to work a slide in this direction. So in this case, if the nickel doesn't come for whatever reason, the center stays in a double team posture, right? And so that's the thing about the center position is, like, on most passing downs now, like, you get some type of insulated behavior because unless you get a five-man rush. And even if you get a five-man rush, so now let's just say this nickel player is blitzing off the edge, you get a bump through. So my tackle is going to bump out, the guard's going to bump out, but they're not just going to vacate right now. They're going to drag to help the center with those pass protection responsibilities. Now, the same thing is true on runs, for example, right? So, like, if we've got a run here and it's the same opportunity where the center is locked in right here, let's get them drawn up. We got the center right here, boom, in the middle, offensive lineman next to him. If I'm running a run, even with a true nose, let's say we're in a three down spacing here, Sam, Will, Mike, Jack. Even if I have a true nose, I am going to get a double team here with the backside guard on this, right? Does that make sense? So, like, sure. To me, when I look at this stuff, the center is the position on the offensive line that is the most easily insulated, right? It's because you're most of the time, not all the time, you're working some type of combination in pass protection and run blocking. Now, you got to target all that stuff and communicate it and get that executed, and you got to be quick laterally, and you got to snap and then get out of your stance. Like, there are difficult things about the position. I'm not saying it's easy, but again, you can hide physical deficiencies there better than any other spot.
But in week one, Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis come to town, which is as good a D-tackle tandem as sure. There is. Week two, you're dealing with Quinnen Williams, who's an elite D-tackle. If I know you're weak at center, I'm just going to say hypothetically, Julian Good-Jones is starting, journeyman, and like that's the area where that's your underbelly on the O-line. Defensively, can't I just go after him? Can't I get him into more one-on-one situations schematically or no?
So I guess how would you do it, right? So like, if I'm presenting again here real quick, let's say, can I share this? Yeah, let's share the screen.
If you run like a five-man front or something like that. Like,
yeah.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Yeah, so for example, yes, you can, right? So let's just talk through this real quick. So again, let's say we do like the old Eagles did and we run a rush five. And now these are simple rushes, just to kind of illustrate a point. Like there's obviously ways you can isolate a center. But let's say we're going center here, offensive line. Either way, right? Let's say we're in a six-man pro. We got the back here, right? Back. So most times in nickel, like we just said, they're going to get into this spacing, right? This spacing right here. And the great thing is if we have one of these guys on the interior that's a really good pass rusher, we can send our slide there. So like we had Aaron Donald pass protection rules, and let's say Aaron Donald was playing three technique, the slide was always going to Aaron Donald unless there was a known rusher away from Aaron Donald, right? Like
that's
you were
why
saying,
he's going
though,
to the Hall of Fame, by the way.
100%. J.J. Watt, same thing. All these really good pass rushers. So there's also this where we say, hey, let's get into, like Grant was saying, let's get into a five-man rush posture here. So like that's where we get five guys up at the line of scrimmage. We're ensuring one-on-ones. And people say, okay, well, now, Logan, if you get this locked in here with the Will and Nose and Sam, Jack, Mike, let's just say hypothetically that's what we're in. How do we now insulate the center? To me, either you go 5-0, right? And you say everyone's got a man. So everyone would block the five guys on the line of scrimmage and you would for sure draw a double team. However, now with all the simulated pressures, if I can identify pre-snap that this guy's the dropper, for example, I'm going to actually encourage the quarterback to Mike this guy, basically send the, or not Mike this guy, Mike this player here, send the slide this way. And then now we've insulated our center. We're going to base this. We're going to slide this over. We're going to man this. And my eyes as the center are going to be on this Mike linebacker right here. And the back now, because it's a six-man pro, is going to check these two potential rushers. So even on the interior in a five-man front, if we can identify the rush pattern ahead of time, we can now insulate the center. And so I think that's the thing. Again, when I look at this, like when I talk about insulating the center position, that's what I'm talking about. Now, the center needs to be able to help you identify some of this stuff and target this correctly, but that's kind of what I'm alluding to here with some of this.
Which is why it does sound like, go back to the press conference before training camp with Peters and Quinn, they didn't feel as good, without saying it, they said it, about how Biotish targeted and did a lot of those things last year with some of his calls, and they think Allegretti is going to be an upgrade, and presumably if they like Good Jones as much as they do and their priority is kind of that acumen and those smarts, they must think that he can do some of those things as well. I did have one follow-up question that was really important. You mentioned Alex Mack.
Yeah.
Who you played with.
Yes.
Did he ever like turn into liquid right before the play?
I knew it. You were going to do it. No, he didn't do that. He was pretty flexible.
I didn't think you would get that reference at all.
Dude, it's so funny. Like,
you right know about you the Secret Life of Alex Mack?
You know what's funny is like I never watched that show, but it was on right after like all that or something, some, you know, whatever that was, Nickelodeon thing. And I was like, that he's gonna make an Alex Mack reference right now. And I was totally on the same page and I'm stoked.
Clarissa Explains It All. Do you remember that one?
Those were the classics. Yeah.
Sam would come over and put his ladder in her window and come into their room.
Yeah, kind of creepy, but yeah, at the time you're like, that's normal behavior.
I think they were just super platonic and he just had an open window to her room. No, what's wrong with that?
No, I get it. But like, you know, at the time you're like, man, that's really cool. Like, I'm going to, like, when I.
I wanted to do that too with all my friends. I'm like, I'm going to go to her room and just climb through a window whenever I want to. That's strange.
And then now you're like, man, that was kind of weird. That's a weird behavior.
Yeah, Sam shouldn't have done that. But you sleep on Are You Afraid of the Dark also, by the way.
Dude, great. Dude, look at you taking it all the way back, man. Love it.
I wasn't a Pete and Pete guy. I was kind of out on that. Mm-hmm. Those kids were like the redheaded brothers. That was not for me.
Not
I like
for
to
you.
Figure It Out a lot with Summer Sanders.
Don't remember that one.
You don't remember that? There was like some yak, whatever they called it. The ooze that fell down on their head if they didn't guess right. It was like that show?
Okay. All right. Yeah. I remember that. Yep.
All we got to do is do a little dig, and we'll get you back. We'll bring some of those cobwebs out and those memories up. We got you.
There you go. I love it.
Logan Paulson, Grant Paulson, take command. We'll put a bow on a new episode, kicking off a new week ahead of practices early this week in Ashburn next.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.